kids and everything like that. I can't go to jail. I can't go today. I can't go today. I gotta be at home. The kids need me. Right. My dog because shitting everywhere.
That wasn't the case.
Right. This was not even a plan. You know what I'm saying? At the beginning, we were just balling out. Now that we gotta pay this back, I can't go. And they're giving her money on this GoFundMe program. Now, what's so funny is the comments, niggas is like, give you $5 on your books because you're gonna need it, shorty. You know what I'm saying? Here go another $100 for the lawyer. Get your kids some Christmas presents now because you're going for a long time. Buy their shoes, clothes, and all that shit now. But the thing is, even once she gets this money, they're still about to come get that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they're still going to come get that shit, man.
That's there. Anything
come
happens,
on,
bro.
Man. You can't do this.
Anything and everything
and
happens.
And then, I ain't going to lie to you. Shorty, if you think you about to get a dollar out of me for this shit, you should have came and spent it with the niggas in the hood. You might have been straight.
Some people was dropping $500.
Yeah, some people. Hey, man. Right. Again, she's not going to get none of this shit. You know, you're still going to jail, boo-boo. Guarantee. Hope your baby father's around.
She got it for her books, though.
Oh, hey, she's straight in there. She's straight. Noodles all day.
Another wild, funny-ass story I saw. A $1.2 million accounting error happened to this young lady. She got $1.2 million in her bank account. It was supposed to be $83.
Oh, damn.
So she gets it. Of course, what'd she do? She went and go buy a house, a car. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfucking IRS started knocking on her door and shit. And was like, yeah, charge, you gotta pay this shit back. She like, I ain't got it. She ain't paying it back.
That's gangster.
What? If $1.2 million get in your joint, what you going to do?
Oh, hey, y'all want to hear this? Let me tell you. Nigga, we're all going to Disney World right then and there, y'all. We out. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying Ferraris. Okay?
Just let me know if you get that so I can be.
Hey, I'm buying up the whole hood. Hey, Zoo, we on. We in here. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying up all that shit. And then actually, and then I'm going to do some ignorant shit too. Rob blast my baby mama's house in the Ferrari. Beep the horn.
There you go.
How you doing? I don't got room for all of us, but I got room for the kids. Not your ass. You know what I'm saying? Skirt, skirt. Yeah, man, I'm out.
Wow.
Nah, but I like her attitude, man. Fuck it, I ain't giving it back. Y'all fucked that up. I asked for $83. Y'all gave me, I got 1, 2, 3,
she
knew 4, 5.
She knew better.
Account.
It should have been $83 and shit. She was like, oh, hey, I'm good as gold.
Niggas is down
you
right now.
Spend this.
You asked God for $83 and he sent you this? Nigga, you balling like shit. What would he do?
That account of motherfucker. He probably got fired.
You know she called that morning. Shit, you know I'm not coming in today, buddy. You know I ain't coming in today. I don't care what's going on. I'm not coming in.
100%. 100%, man.
That's funny.
What else?
You giving it back?
Am I giving it back?
No,
I.
You talking about me? Right?
We starting to go for your ass.
Hey, I'm gonna call somebody. I'm gonna call my bank. Make sure y'all get this shit out, man.
No,
every cent.
Every
you know,
cent.
Take this out. I don't want nothing to do with it. But yeah, man. Look at Ego here, kind of. What's going on? You
Please paranoid, sit down, man. For real, man.
We over here smoking weed, and you over here running.
Get you a chair, man. You gotta sit down, bro.
Shout out to Rhythmic Radio, man.
Only we can do this here. I'm tired.
We got some big things coming up next season. We're going to get into it a little later and shit.
Yeah, most definitely.
What else did you have for opening shots? I know it's been a lot of wild stuff that's been going on.
The other one, I guess, would be the big story now. The young lady.
Maya Bryant.
Yes. Yeah. You know, holding a knife, called the police, and was shot 4 times. I'm still.
Yeah, she was about to get jumped or something. She went in the
house. Yeah, so, and then, I mean, the crowd sounded loud in the video that I heard. She was also locked out of the house and everything like that. Still, even though she's got the knife, they said she was waving it kind of wild or whatever like this. The girl was only like, what, 12 years old? So.
Kamaya was?
Yeah, wasn't she?
She was young.
Yeah, I think I was
12
or 13, something like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, 12 or 13, something like that, right? Okay, but that's my thing.
Yeah.
So, again, you're not trained to take down a fucking child? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
So instead of getting, you know what I'm saying, just your whole, you know, shit or whatever like that. Like, I don't get that. Like, one, you didn't even reach for the taser.
Yeah, nah.
We didn't even reach for the taser, so like,
well, IG said she was 15 and shit.
She was 15. I mean, but still, like, yeah. I mean, you can't take down a 15-year-old, right. And you didn't call for backup, huh?
But you didn't have a taser, though.
You did have a taser. I guess now your excuse is because she had the knife.
But one thing I will say about this, like, so he coming on the scene and shit. He get a call. Yeah, they somebody jumped or whatever. I don't even know if they said something about the knife or whatever, but I guess he sees the knife, blah, blah, blah. I feel like, although you are trained, you should be able to not necessarily de-escalate, but, like, not necessarily shoot to kill. You know what I'm saying? Assess the situation.
You could have fired off a warning.
You know what I'm saying?
You could have fired off a warning.
Handle the situation. That's their job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when they say she was swinging it, like, was she swinging it at the girls that were surrounding her? Like, was she just, like, you know, trying to clear out space or whatever? And you just happened to pull up on the scene, and they moved out, right. And you just... Or was she... Did you feel like she was about to... nobody said he felt threatened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, was she coming at you in a wrong way? Because I'm pretty sure she wasn't. She called the police. So
I will say, like, that's a fight or flight joint, you know what I'm saying? It's a split second. It's not as, like, every case is different, you know what I'm saying? But I will say, like, oh, you got a taser, you know what I mean? That, so what is the taser for? You know what I mean? Is it to stop somebody? Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
if she was white, you would have tased.
This is getting out of hand, man. It's pissing me off, like, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It ain't nothing new. We just seeing it now. That's
right. I don't miss it.
And that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just telling Alex the other day and just telling somebody else. Like, I'm really tired of reporting these stories, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, and they seem to be happening back to back. Like, we just got done with the George Floyd. Now we got Dante. Now we got her. You know what I'm saying? Damn, who's next?
Bro, I feel like if it's a black police officer out there listening on Rhythmix Radio Airwaves, like, reach out to us. We'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, come have a conversation with us.
What's from their perspective, you know what I mean? What it is, not only to be a black cop, but just a cop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big facts. And I like to have both on, a white and a black one.
And help us understand some of these scenarios, like, you know what I mean? Could something have happened here?
Right.
Like, is training a problem? Like, why does it seem like it's a different treatment with this, you know what I'm saying, of a different complexion? You know what I mean? Like, why does it seem like motherfuckers shoot motherfuckers up in schools? They'll get come out, you know what I'm saying, walk them out. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's no problem. You ain't even
black people
ass.
Just show up black, and it's like, ooh, shoot, get, I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, so they just had one. They just showed
a black law enforcement.
Yeah, we should definitely get that.
Somewhere.
But they just showed that. But I did want to say, for Minnesota, their whole, like, police department now is actually about to get extra training and under investigation, like, from all of them now, because, like, this is the second one that's done this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So what are y'all teaching them at the academy? And these are people that's been on there for, like, what, 26 years, 24 years. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking veteran.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times they go to dig into our past or whatever. It could be something petty.
You don't dig
into
that.
But a lot of times it'd be these cops with a long sheet themselves with a bunch of disciplinary actions.
Yeah, 100%.
But they, you know what I'm saying?
Ushered to different counties and different departments across
did he have
the
one?
State.
Because they resign and go somewhere else.
All right.
And that's what it is. They resign and go somewhere else, which you was just telling me the other day. I kept asking, like, what's the difference between the resign and getting fired? The resign is, like, basically, you know, you left. You quit. Yeah, you just quit on your own.
It ain't a bad look.
Right, it ain't a bad look. So when I go to this next county, I'm good to go. And I got 26 years of killing niggas.
Yeah.
So, hire him.
And a lot of places, the law enforcement is needed. They hiring like a motherfucker in a lot of areas.
And see, then they go to them low, little-ass counties. You feel what I'm saying? That's where you find most of them motherfuckers deep down in the South. Them motherfuckers that probably came from up north, all that, can go down and get away with it and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how they do.
I heard it happen here. Like, they brought somebody in that was known to be a little... shaky. I don't know all the details.
I know,
but I've seen it
somewhere. We got the DC's old superintendent, police chief or whatever.
Oh, okay.
They here, Chris Williams. I guess he just got here within the last 6 months or something like that.
Don't fuck this up for us.
But yeah, it's wild out here. But one thing I will say, man, is this is something we've said previously when reporting these stories, is just be smart. Like, use your head when you're around the police. You know what I'm saying? Just because, just know you had a disadvantage if you're a person of color. You know what I'm saying? So just be smart. Someone would be riding dirty, doing this, that, or third. Just be smart. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's a big fact.
And with no further ado, man, shout out to Kamaya Bryant. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to her. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into motherfucking entertainment update. Salute.
Everybody. We got, okay.
All right. We got more sense in the building. Salute, E.
He just over here standing in the corner. Get you some food.
You need a blanket.
He is sponsored by Conversations on the Block. He's had one too many.
Yeah, man. And he just standing here. AT, mom, if you're watching, your son, come on, man. Don't he know better? He know better. But yeah, without further ado, we're gonna get into entertainment. Start it off with the Redman versus Method Man.
Yeah, man.
Classic. If that battle. Didn't bring you back, if that didn't wanna make you get high that day on 420,
It was good seeing both of them. They both look healthy. They both look good, having fun.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
They
both,
like they 20 years
and you,
ago.
Yeah, you know what they said? Redman did I don't know if he did it before the Versus battle, but he was on the Breakfast Club and says him and Meth still tour to this day, like doing heavy sold out shows. Yeah. Like real talk,
it's still international with it.
Oh man,
some of the best energy in the game,
and that's what I was gonna say. That energy with them high, and then for real, just they wordplay together, how they actually put it together. Like you would think they grew up together.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they brought in like different, like Meth brought in like RZA was in there, Capadonna, Inspector Deck, some of them was rapping, you know what I'm saying? Different shit was good
Eric
to see that.
Sermon
Eric Sermon was there, Keith Murray was in there looking drunk and shit.
Yeah. hey, man, look, Keith.
Well, yeah, man.
We love you, bro.
Shout out to Versus again, man.
Right yeah, that now. One was that one was a good one, man.
Before we go to the next topic, man, who we want to see? You always got, you know what I'm saying?
Who would I love to see next, man? I don't know, because I think we done went. I feel like we done went through everybody. Like I don't really know who else you would want to see that you haven't seen yet. You feel what I'm saying? Like
I want to see Future Travis Scott, some shit like that.
That would be a good one. I could see that.
Yeah,
so if you go new age, then I want to see. I would still love to see J. Cole, and maybe
and Kendrick.
Yeah, J. Cole Kendrick would be dope.
That would be tight. Even though that wasn't my goddamn answer. But I would like to see that. I would say, you know what? Now, actually, you know who I would like to see? Wiz Khalifa and Spitta.
That'd be a classic.
I would love to see that one.
That would be 100%.
Yeah, because J. Cole, I mean, yeah, I think him and Kendrick could go with each other. I do. Yeah. I like that one, too.
What about you, G? Who you want to see on the verse?
I'm not even sure right now because I know people were doing it earlier, but it won't really pop in. You know what I'm saying? So right. Maybe they do a redo because now it's like a big production. They got the set
and
everything. So I don't know, man. I'm just a fan.
All of them, I was about to say, Earth, Wind & Fire, they haven't missed yet on these verses though.
You know what I'm saying? They're really taking their time. And you got two big producers sitting together that hears music, listens to music, writes music, does it right there on the spot. You know what I mean? Smoke, who you got?
Shout out to IG.
Who you got, Smoke?
It's a snack in the building. It was good, big homie.
Who you got, Smoke?
I don't know, bro. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
It really is tough.
Yeah, nah, I love Versus, man.
You got a verse back then? You got a verse?
Wake up.
My man, sleep.
He's slow, man. Get you some food.
Let's get into our next topic, man. Brett Favre, man.
Yeah, let's talk about
Brett
him.
Brett Favre. What happened? It is Wrangler wearing.
Oh, yeah. And he's doing the Skechers now, too, I think. You know
he
what I'm saying?
He yeah, like
I
think
yeah, he look like a Skecher brand. Brett Favre got on his podcast and said he does not believe Derek Chauvin, or how the fuck you say his name, he didn't mean to kill George Floyd. Brett, yeah. Like, you want to explain that? Like, so
he
what was
he didn't mean to kill him.
What was he trying to do then? Explain that to me. Because
he knows.
Brett Favre said this. Like, one of the greatest quarterbacks, nigga, you just watched you do.
Drew Brees.
But he be saying some wild shit.
He be saying some wild shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Brett Favre, I just want you to know, like, you're going to have to explain that one all the way, bro. Like, what did you expect? What did you think he was doing? Like, explain to me like that. When he was kneeling on him, what was he trying to do? And I just want to let you know, when I go home and play Madden, I'm going to pick you, and I'm going to make sure you get sacked, crunch. You're going to fumble, throw interceptions all day long. I'm going to run you all game. All game. I'm not even going to pass the ball. I'm going to just take off in the middle and hope you get fucking hurt. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be petty. And I'm going towards the biggest nigga I see on the line. You hear me? I'm getting him knocked out. That was stupid, man.
I don't know why everybody just want to say something. Like, just think about that. Just think about it. Say it out loud. And then think about how you feel.
But you know what's so
funny? If it doesn't feel good, then
don't say that means you hang around no black people whatsoever. You have no black friends. There's not even a black member on your cast at your podcast that said, hey, Brett, hey. You might want to stop this one. Let's not say this one. Okay? Right. You know? But, you know, another political lady said the same thing after George Floyd died. She said, thank you, George, for sacrificing your life for this moment when he had got convicted for the murder. Nancy Pelosi said, thank you for dedicating your life for this moment right here. Hey, bitch. What the fuck was that? And again, nobody black on
like
your
he
staff.
Meant to do that. Yeah. Like he meant to die.
Like,
hey, he meant,
like, yo, what? Like George walked out. He said, you know what, nigga? Watch this shit I do today for the motherfucking United States. Just for us black people. George, no.
White people be fucking up, man.
Then you want to apologize. Like, so what did you mean? Explain what did you mean? Like, I'm not about to say, and I damn sure didn't want to die like this. I go out there, I want to be on the top of the interstate building, right. You know, save the president. I was hanging on the rope, shit's blowing the fuck up, and I ain't make it. That's how I want to go out.
100%.
Fuck this kneeling on my back type shit. Yeah. Straight Bad Boys part 3, 4, and 5 on this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Come on, man. Stop saying that stupid shit, man.
Think about what you say before you say it, man. That's all. That's all. Sure.
You like that, yeah, nigga. That's real, like. That is real.
Rest in peace to Shock G, man.
Man.
Digital Underground. You know what I mean?
It's my time.
The Humpty Dick. Yeah. That should be rocking.
Do it, baby. Do the Humpty. Hey, yes,
that should be rocking, man.
It's still not determined what he died from, though.
Yeah. It's still, I guess, the toxicology report. Yeah. You know what I mean? It takes a while to get back. But
hopefully it's nothing bad, but damn,
three,
man.
Now that 57. Is that three in a row?
That's a three.
Matter of fact, DMX, motherfucking Black Rob, and now Jock. Damn.
Man, that shit crazy, man.
Damn.
But yeah, rest in peace, though, homie. Man, yeah, I love that song.
That one would never. Matter of fact, that's a classic song. What's a classic song that's old but still rocks to this day? It could be anything from R&B to rap.
Summertime.
I was gonna go with that one too. That is my shit. That's my all the way go to one right there. If I play anything, because like I'm an 81 baby, you know what I'm saying? So like that one, anytime I hear that summertime, man, I don't think that ever.
It's one of them nostalgic things that like you remember
that
when you first heard that
right.
shit.
And even to this day, I think it's one of those things. You should know, like, Michael Jackson, how long has he been dead? It's our kids, some other kids that know about Michael Jackson. They make those classic songs.
Right.
What's one for you?
Man, that was probably... You know what I hear it all the time? Because I be on XM, Regulator.
Regulators, okay. Yo, okay. Okay. Okay.
Warren G.
Warren G.
Yeah,
okay.
Good
one. I like
that's
that one.
Good one.
I like that one. Yeah. What about you, Smoke? What about you, man? What's one of them joints?
This how we do it.
Okay, okay. Martell Jordan. Hey, Martell. That's a good joke.
Me and Morrison. Yeah. What you got?
Anything and Escape.
Okay. What you got?
With the Tracy. Terrible. He just looked down in the corner.
Another one that sticks out to me is Ghetto Boys. My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me.
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
That one right there. Now you want to say something.
That was it.
My bad.
You knew what I was trying to say.
My bad, bro.
All you need is one good hit. Yeah. Or do a song for the holiday. For every real. Time.
Yeah.
That quarterly check.
Because you can't never. Those summertime. Yeah, those joints, you can't never go. And this how we do it. I mean, how many times do they do that motherfucker there? You know what I mean? They still play that into the club today. When it's late night,
he can tour it on that forever.
For real. When everybody's drunk and it's 1 o'clock, this is how we do it.
Wait for that beat to drop.
That's when the old man come on there.
This is how we do it.
He like, come on, baby. Come on. If you don't see my old ass. All
right.
Hey, off that song, he done bought five more drinks guaranteed. He done bought everybody in the club. What you drinking on, baby? Come on.
Hey, look, that's the karaoke song too.
A bunch of drunk niggas singing this all together. What's happening? Hey, what we doing?
Damn, man.
Knocking over the ice.
Conversations on the rocks, man.
Let's spill the rocks.
Throw some napkins on that drink.
Paper towels.
Appreciate it. One more. You kicking shit? Damn. Shout out to the Conversations on the Rocks. Shout out to Sankofa.
Rhythmics Radio.
Thanks for this radio.
Man, shout out to all these shows. Y'all going to see us on a lot of these shows. As far as I know, me and
Safi,
us will be on.
Shout out to Safi.
We're definitely going to be on his joint. We're definitely going to be on Serious Business. I've already talked to Chastity. So how she doing? We also going to be on there on Bring Your Own Vibe, man. Shout out to them. They doing big things, man. We're just on Fox 5. Did that little joint. So shout out to them, man.
With Tisha Lewis.
Yes.
Shout out to her. Natasha and Pressure and shit.
Yeah, man. Shout out to y'all. They was just on the live not too long ago.
Shout out to IG.
No Tisha. Tomatoes.
What up, Scotty? Nikki.
Two Guys Bull Chatting. Communion.
Man, shout out to JB, man. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't seen JB in a minute. JB, you gotta come through, man. Matter of fact, we need to get on two guys bull chat.
That'll be fun. Early in the morning on the weekend.
They do it Wednesdays and Saturday. But Saturday at 3, Wednesday at 11 p.m. But we definitely gotta get on there with them. Yeah, we definitely gotta get on there with them. So I'm gonna reach out to them, man. But I mean, reach out to all the shows, man. We got a lot of great shows. So thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for the support. A lot of people been sharing and reposting our stuff. So we thank y'all for that. Without further ado, I guess you want to get into this last call. You had something else? We still gonna do entertainment. It's just what we're doing. It's a lot going on, right?
And you know, the Oscars was last night.
Oh, yeah. I tuned into it very late
because I was, you know what I'm saying, I was running around. But shout out to the Oscars. They actually had a big shout out to the DMV area and to Go-Go Music especially.
Big fans.
Judas and the Black Messiah. Daniel Kaluuya.
Shout out to him.
He won his first Oscar. Shout out to him. That was big. You know what I mean?
Good movie. He's a hell of an actor.
Supporting actor.
He's an actor.
He's amazing in that. We actually talked about it earlier in the season, but if you haven't seen it, just go check it out.
Because he should have won something for Queen and Slim.
That was a great movie, yeah.
He should have won something for that.
Under the radar.
He should have won. As a matter of fact, wasn't he in Get Out?
Yeah,
100%. Come on, man. 100%. Y'all better stop playing with that man.
Stop playing with him. Shout out to him. He won an Oscar.
He's been
doing
his thing.
You know what I'm saying? She won an Oscar.
Hey, because that Damon song, that's my shit.
Not for that.
Which one she winning for?
Fight For You on the soundtrack.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Shout out to that.
Black Messiah.
But yeah, no, that Damage.
Or best original song.
That Damage song. That's my shit. That's my shit.
Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? And everybody out there just making history and shit. Uh-huh. But yeah, he's one of my favorite actors, man. And
he definitely should have won a long time ago,
he's
man.
He's on fire.
You know what I'm saying? If anything, he should have won a long time ago. Yeah. But that Queen of Slim
started.
That the Queen of Slim, he definitely should have got something for that one. He definitely should have got something for that one. You know what I mean?
Tyler Perry also won a Oscar for a humanitarian award.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out
to Tyler Perry, man. I like what he's done. I like what he's done out there in Atlanta, building his own Hollywood studios out there, man. That's a real big move,
they
man.
They say everybody's leaving L.A.
Then you got,
a lot of people
what you mean,
LA.
Word? He's been doing this. He's been doing this.
In their own
like that joint, like at least a good 10 years old almost. At least, right?
Since I was in high school, he been
he been cranking.
He's about to be a billionaire soon.
Oh yeah, he on his way. If he's not there now, he's on his way. Yeah, he's on his way now. He doing it out there.
He's creating his own Hollywood.
All his movies is filmed there. Any black actors can come through there. They know they got a job.
He got his own exit on the highway.
On the highway, yeah. Big facts.
Tyler Perry Studios.
He got that bag.
Yeah, he definitely got that bag.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Tyler Perry and shit.
That work ethic is crazy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and you don't stop, man. I'm just glad he's not been caught up in those stories. Of course, we don't know what will go behind the scenes, but it's always good to just see somebody succeed without having a story chased behind you. You know what I'm saying? And doing it like that. So shout out to Tyler Perry. Matter of fact, because I'm on my way out there anyway. I'm coming with my script, so he going to love it. You feel what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'm on my way, so I ain't even worried about that. Yeah, we definitely gonna do that, man. But yeah,
shout out to Master P's son, man. They've been
let's
Hersey
talk
and Mercy.
About that.
You know what I'm saying? I believe Hersey's the older one, right?
Yeah, Hersey's the older
Hersey,
one.
Hersey, he actually got a basketball deal. He's going to college, by the way.
Going
and
to Tennessee
got a
State.
Basketball deal, $2.5 million. And he's got his son to be a millionaire.
I didn't even gonna lie, college has changed. College has changed. They can make money now.
That's good.
They can make money now.
Waiting for it to go through. But it's
yeah, exactly. So this is good. Honestly, did not even know about these two until I was watching sports and I had heard their name a couple of years back. And they was like a number pick for high school. The younger one is supposed to be up next.
Mercy, I believe Mercy got a deal. He got something coming.
And when
out
I say these niggas is nasty, they nasty, bro. Cause you know P, he a baller by a trade too. Yeah. Y'all remember that? Is that the door? Somebody at the door? I didn't hear. He said he heard.
I was just going off of what he said.
Thank you. Honestly, them boys is nasty. It's Hersey and Mercy.
Changes in August, they really
getting
they're going.
They're going. But here go the other thing. They're smart because you know P is smart. So you know P is all about that education with his boys, which I salute. And they got so much to fall back on. Look who your older brother is, Romeo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you do it, man. Like he made everybody a millionaire. You know
Yeah. He did that. Our sponsor just walked in. How y'all doing?
Shout out to Sankofa and shit in the building.
What's good, big homie?
We're good.
Yeah, man.
How y'all?
That's how you do it, man. Master P is just
hey, man.
He got it out the mud, and he making his kids get it out the mud, too.
If we can do this one.
That's how you do it.
I like that. If we could do this, this is the question that I think is good for this one right now. So, which record label do you think made the most impact in hip-hop?
Okay. I see where you're going.
You got No Limit, Bad Boy, Def Jam, and Death Row. Who y'all going? who made the biggest impact? So, here, start y'all off.
Shout out to Black
I'm going to say this much. I'm going to have to say No Limit, man.
No
motherfucking
limit
P grinded that motherfucker all the way up. Dog, he dropped the CD every fucking week for years. He had so many motherfucking artists on that joint. The nigga popped it out of his trunk. Not only that, remember he used to have those, paper, cardboard covers.
Yeah.
You know how much money he saved on
all
that shit?
All them had diamonds on them and shit.
Yeah.
And note, man, you he couldn't see. You could. He did.
He changed the game.
But then, for real, his mindset, he also went into the clothes, the music, the movies. Yeah. You couldn't go nowhere without hearing No Limit.
Absolutely.
Question, though. You going to buy P shoes?
I didn't buy those. Wait a minute, Pete. Hold on. Yeah. Wait a minute. Hey, but he did it. He did it, and he sold it. And he sold it.
I think I said no limit when we played that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Black Car Revolt.
Who you got, big homie?
Nah, that made me think of Lloyd Banks, because he said she can get uglier than a masterpiece sneaker. he was on the show, and he's like, that's a line that kind of never got away from.
But who you got, though?
I'm going with Def Jam Recordings, man.
I like it.
For sure.
I like it.
Without it, there's none of the rest of it.
I feel you. Who you got, Smoke?
I already told you. No limit.
Who you got, E?
I was about to say, I'm going with Def Jam.
And Rockefeller was on Def Jam, right?
Exactly. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Well, Pete was really the first mogul.
Because he got off for that joint. Then he went with Universal.
Def Jam is Def Jam
had their name on Rockefeller and all
that
stuff.
Def Jam, Death Row, Bad Boy,
Boy
No
and
Limit.
No Limit. Who you got?
Yeah, okay. Bad Boy was kind of like...
Who y'all got?
I think y'all disrespect.
Who you got? Who you got?
He gonna
If you don't mind, this actually came off of a game called, so this wasn't on it, okay, so don't come for me, but Rap A Lot, I was going to say y'all name, but it wasn't part of the card, I would say it is tough because if it wasn't for No Limit, I definitely would have went with Def Jam.
Def Row when they came out, Pac, Snoop.
See the difference between them two. Look how they fell apart. See, Def Jam and No Limit had so much to live off of. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like when it came to like Death Row and Bad Boy, we got this artist for 2 years, and then now it's got into some gangster shit. Now I done lost the artist, or now I'm not even paying the artist, or now my artist done shot up the club for me and my bitch. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And didn't get paid shit for that. And then you look at Black Rob. Look at Black Rob. Who even knew he was going through all that shit? But look where you came from. But then you guys say the same thing about DMX and Death Row. On Def Jam, because they said the same thing.
And No
Nobody
Limit.
Was here.
Who survived No Limit? Don't say C Murder.
Don't say C Murder. Don't do that. Hey man, C
Murder
rapping off
beat.
Silk was the one that rapped off beat. C Murder was the gangster.
Master P.
Yeah. C Murder was the gangster.
Like, after you went to
Mystical, that
up, like, I feel like you could have been high if you would have kept going.
They had two hits to that, though. They was.
But it's a tough question.
That is a tough one.
Yeah,
that is a tough one.
I'm going to lean towards Def Jam just because of Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? But they had so many other artists on Def Jam.
Yeah, a lot of things came from there. I mean, you got LL, Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? Run DMC.
You came on Def Jam, too?
I gotta say Def Jam, he was Columbia, but I think he did switch to Def Jam after a while, but you say Jeezy, Ross and shit, man, I mean you gotta get, no disrespect to none of them, they all did it, getting
85-15, like, you know what I'm saying, he had $400 million back then, you know what I'm saying,
he cranked on their ass, man. Real talk,
shout out
to them, man. Real talk,
all independent.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. Let's get into to last calls. A lot of family in here. We're just gonna really just do a free for all. So anybody who
wants. Now. Can we make an announcement?
You
wanna do it now on the last call?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Hey, so I'm actually proud to say, cause I always be joking with her and everything like that. Like I told y'all, I've been on Instagram and all that stuff this morning, man. I'm really kind of excited about this, cause like I said, we're involving, we're moving. We are now adding on a new co-host.
Talk about it.
To Conversations on the Rocks.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, this one was a tough race, man. Like I said, I had called this young lady and I told her, you know what I mean? I was like, look, man, it was between you and my mama, but my mama had a lot of other things to do. She too busy, you know what I mean? So I was like, she the next best thing that we can put on this, you know what I'm saying? But nah, shout out to her. She's really been grinding, really been hustling. And honestly, this was a mutual agreement between me and Ice. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know if... I kind of feel like she was probably the first thing we thought of when talking about this.
For sure.
I think she's going to be a great addition. And if one of y'all don't mind moving for my new guest that I want to introduce.
But yeah, shout out to Letitia.
Yeah, Letitia, me and More Sense.
Can't wait to have get her on next season.
Oh, yeah,
season
yeah.
Three. By the way, for everybody asking, we're going season three will be back June. So we're going off the air for a little while.
Yeah,
you know what
just
I mean.
Just for a minute.
And,
just
we'll
for
be
a minute.
Back. We'll definitely.
But yeah,
back
if we can clap it up right now for Letitia, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Joining the team and like it's gonna be a lot of fun and definitely.
It will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. How you feeling about this though? How you feeling about this?
Sure.
You know we gonna mess with you.
I can hang with the best of them, so I'm okay.
I don't even like her already and shit. I don't like this already. You know what I'm saying? She get a little
too.
Nah, we really appreciate that. Again, she also has the Me and More Sense. She does
talk
the candles
talk about
and everything like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
I have a couple at the house right now.
Yeah, she was at the event. If y'all been following our page, you already know who she is, man. But I think y'all really do on like this, man. I think y'all going to really love with her.
Yeah, definitely need some female energy.
Yeah, we definitely.
You know
what I mean?
We be in here wilding and we may be having
somebody might need to. She might be the one to calm all this down and everything. Whatever, Charlie. Whatever. But nah, we really appreciate it, and we really can't wait to see what's going to go on next season. It's going to be fun.
And speaking, likewise.
So yeah, thank you for joining the family. It's a pleasure to have you, and everybody out there, Rhythmic Radio. If you're not following the movement, you know what I mean. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook. Shout out to the IG, Facebook right now.
YouTube,
you know what I'm saying? YouTube. Shout out to Rhythmic Radio Facebook as well. You get a lot of love on there. You know what I mean? Make sure you stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff happening during the off season. So we got some events. I know Lo's cooking up some stuff. So I'm excited for what's to come. And I'm excited to get back on the air, you know what I mean, in a couple months.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, like I said, man, it's been a pleasure. And I just want to say, like I always do, man, hey, Ice, this one been fun. We talked about this since season one.
Yeah.
And what I say last season, at the end of the season one, I said season two was going to be that year. And it turned into that. We got a liquor sponsor who's in the building tonight, man. Sanco.
Shut up.
Let me tell y'all something. I don't even go to the liquor store no more.
The liquor store don't
even,
be you,
don't,
huh?
Don't even go to the liquor store no more.
Talk about it.
Honestly,
talk
no. Seriously, man, this is really... I can't say enough about this, man. Y'all did y'all thing, man. I'm so proud of y'all. And you know
appreciate
I'm always...
Seriously. Too, man.
Yeah, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. It's nothing but good things about it.
Yeah.
Nothing but good things. I've never heard anybody complain about it. Like, normally, maybe a female, like, complain because, you know, with it straight. But when, like I told you, last bottle I had to get, Shorty said she mixed it with the juice. Now, matter of fact, I went over her house the other day. Couldn't even touch her bottle. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, what type of shit is this, y'all? Like, I can get you another one. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. But, nah, for real, man, y'all really got something
going
on.
You get your own and shit?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You got it from you. That's how it's going.
That's how they do, man. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got
that's
a good thing
up.
Going on.
That's
and you already
up.
Know we're
going to
be doing a lot of things
man.
off the air and all that stuff, man. Y'all going, matter of fact, my birthday's coming up in September, so I'm definitely going to need some cases. We're going to wild out. You know what I'm saying? Virgo season. We'll talk about that later, but you know what I'm saying? Nah, since, matter of fact, you got anything as far as like a... words from Ice, anything last season, man? You know what I mean?
I do, man. Before we get into that, man, we still got some time.
Oh, we got some. I was just asking because I get to get close with those moments.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so,
we're gonna get into it.
Yeah,
we're
gonna definitely do
this.
That.
Really just thoughts on, and I want to get everybody's thoughts. So, we got a couple guests from this season, just
right.
I'm interested to know y'all thoughts about y'all episode and the experience, you know what I mean? Just for. Definitely would love to have all y'all back on, you know what I mean? Just to continue to understand the journey and follow what y'all got going on and support. Of course, you're going to be here, you know what I mean? But
she's
Tisha,
here
if
now.
If you could just talk about, like, your thoughts about your episode and just the experience and everything.
The
episode
was dope. We did the Valentine's Day episode. Yeah. So, you know, we were up in here talking about all the intimate things, what you can do, how you can do them. So I had a good time. And we were up in here lit.
So after just because you was on one episode, another episode as far as you've been following the show, what's another episode that sticks out to you? Or have you even seen the first? Did you go back and see first season and see how that go? Because now you on a team, so now you gotta go watch it.
Don't be calling me out.
All right. You hearing me? But nah, that's good to hear though.
Jenori's episode.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's a good, nigga, whatever.
That's a good segue into
the watching with the watch. Yeah, that was the watch.
Let's get it. That's a good segue.
That was like, a good one. Yeah.
What you think, like, bro? Like overall, I know we talked about a lot of what you got going on, and mm-hmm. you want to talk to like what you got going on here. How everybody can contact you as well.
Yeah, y'all can contact me at Go Get It Official on Instagram and GoGetItOfficial.com. I just stamped Go Get It Apparel. From Shopify, so that's okay. That's mine.
Great
but
quality.
Yeah, okay. You know, I've been rocking okay. with Tiss for some great years quality. With her stuff, and she always been grinding.
The fam keep and, coming back in full circle.
You know
circle,
what I'm saying?
Man.
And it's just so organic here, and I try to catch as many as I can. Like,
right.
I remember one of the first guests, somebody I knew was Chef Adrian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember him from like middle
he
school.
Was,
back
he was
in
our last seat,
you know
our last episode.
Yeah, he was the first dude I ever met from New Orleans, so I knew he could cook even back in the day. So that was dope. I had saw some of yours. I saw you heard it. And I checked y'all out. I check out all y'all stuff since season one.
Love,
and my man
bro.
To do embroidery and what is it, with the cars and stuff.
Yeah, you talking about straight from the heart?
Yeah.
Terrence and shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man.
So I've been rocking with y'all for a minute, but I thought
you
it was dope.
No, you talking about Lock Stitch Upholstery?
Yeah, that's it. Because I might have to holler at him because
he was supposed to be up here.
He
was on last season.
So we had some
and
problems.
Shit.
So shout out to him actually. Honestly,
that's what's up, man. Let's get Sankofa. Like what was y'all thoughts? You know what I mean? We had a little technical difficulty, but just y'all overall thoughts about just the show and y'all episode and if y'all could kind of talk to a bit about what y'all have going on now.
So I think just the concept of what y'all got going on is dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've never seen the concept executed. You know, and what y'all are doing right now is just planting a bunch of seeds.
Yeah.
Everything is going to, everything starts off small. Literally everything starts off small.
Yeah,
big facts. But if you stay consistent with it, you keep watering your plants.
Yeah.
Keep getting people on, you know what I'm saying? Getting dope content. Bro, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. It's kind of like a tub.
Already.
If you plug a tub and you fill it up with water, either you can let it drip, 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 or you can turn on the faucet. Either way, that tub is still going to fill the fuck up.
Yeah.
You hear me?
That's your success.
Mm. You hear me?
See what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is just turn the faucet on.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Rise up.
Like that. Hey, that's our liquor sponsor talking like that. How'd you feel, though, Alpha? How'd you feel, man? How'd you like it?
I definitely enjoyed myself. Good experience. Like I said, good people, good vibes. That's kind of really what I'm on right now.
Yeah.
Is I'm really on my energy kick, not expending a lot of energy towards negative things.
Yeah. Right.
I try to, you know, stay away from negative people, negative situations, negative thoughts, anything negative. So just being here 100%. Was a vibe for me. You know?
And y'all been growing, man, because I just hit you the last time. You said you was just coming back for an event and everything like that. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, they really doing it. And like I said, man, I thank y'all just for being our sponsor, man. I thank y'all for all the times you always came up here and spend these money on the bottles and brought them here and brought them to my house and stuff like that, man. Like I said, I ain't been to the liquor store since, man. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? And you know I'm going to support this, and we're definitely going to continue to push this on. And I can't, like you said, we going to turn the faucet on. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we just dripping. Right. But right now, we going to turn that faucet on and keep
Let's
it running.
Let's talk about it. Yeah,
yeah real talk.
Appreciate the love,
real
man.
Talk, man.
That was free game.
Because y'all always come up here, man, for real. Seriously, y'all always come up here, do all of that shit, always dropping bottles off. And y'all been seeing me on Instagram. You know I'm always with that. Yeah, man, you know I'm always with that jump, man. I love what y'all got going on, and can't wait to see what's going on in the future, and can't wait to see y'all next season, man. Real talk. Yeah. Love y'all, man, for real.
I just want to big y'all up, too, because I see what y'all doing, and I follow y'all episodes, and I seen it. And everybody leave their socials and stuff, and I got up with you, man. And
yeah,
it was organic. It came from a real place, and I had the support. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, I want to meet dude, cop from him. And like you said, I don't think I've been to the store either, and I like it because it's strong, but it's smooth, and I can just sit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like I said, I've never heard nobody complain about that shit.
Yeah, you know,
like, you always get a good response from smooth, man. Real talk, man.
Smooth. I'm older now. I ain't older.
And then, like I said, when you mix it with the juice.
If he puts some juice, it's like a creeper.
Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Another one, son. Go for
your another one, son. Yeah, Sanco Bottling Company.
Hey, look, for real, because I was at my best friend's house. Her dad was like, oh, you know, I don't even drink the white and shit, right? He sit that joint. My sis was like, he was like, yeah, let me get another joint. I said, yeah, that joint hitting, man. For real, man. Y'all did that, man. Y'all definitely did that one, man. So appreciate y'all. And like I said, man, always thank y'all for dropping off the bottles. You know, you know, I'm always hitting y'all niggas like whatever. So I can't wait to see y'all next season, man. Real talk.
Yeah, man. And we look forward to the journey, man. And appreciate for like just getting to know y'all and the love that y'all show. And I'm glad that it tastes great as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so. I definitely have a couple bottles.
And like I also said, thanks for everybody that's been tagging us and all shit. You know what I'm saying? That's been, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that also helps us grow. You know, like y'all been following me on Instagram, Facebook. You know, I always be trying to just tag in whoever. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we're going to grow. Like you said, words from ice. You know what I'm saying?
Go together.
Come on, man, because I'm throwing you the alley oop, nigga. Throw the safe.
You want to get there fast.
No.
Collaboration
is better than competition.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? It's never been like that. Like I said, I done seen you shout us out. I done seen you shout us out. I done seen y'all shout us out. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it takes. Because y'all are doing things, so whoever's in your circle, they going to be like, well, who the fuck is that? Just like anytime we in our circle, who the fuck is Sankofa? Who the fuck is, you know, me and Will? Who is, you know, Get It Entertainment? Word. That's how it's supposed to be, man. So I love y'all for that, man. Real talk. And we always going to do this. So y'all get ready for next season, man.
And with that being said, you want to jump into, you got to get close with Lowe's?
I do got to get close with Lowe's, man. You know I got one.
We'll change gears.
Oh, man. Y'all ready for this one?
Buckle up, y'all.
All right, man. So with that being said, I was thinking about this time, since I'm drinking on the Sankofa, I'm going to tell y'all back to a story. And let me make this clear. This was middle school when this shit happened right here. So I can't be charged for this now. Cause
Statue.
Oh, yeah. We good. You know what I mean? Okay. So, I'm lying. Actually, look. Shout out to Sankofa. I'm lying. I went to middle school. It was actually high school. My man was hitting me. He was like, yo, you got the car. We try to go over and go see Shorty, this and that. Woo de woo. You know, let's go see it. I'm like, all right. I'm like, you know, let's go through that joint. So we go over that joint. Had a little bottle. Had some weed and all this shit.
Shout out to Nikki Caters, man. Shout out to Nikki Caters, man.
Boy, I tell you
the
what,
homie E over there that smashing nigga, on the food
hey, man,
right now.
Shout out to E because he wearing the shirt, man. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, we go over there and Shorty was chilling. You know what I'm saying? We drinking and everything like that. Well, Shorty ended up drinking a little too much. Shit wasn't about to pop off now. You know what I'm saying? She too drunk, so we like fuck it. Laid on the bed, we cleaning up and all this shit. You hear the door beeping and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? Shorty, out of nowhere, I heard zombie life pops up. She said, oh, that's my dad. I said, well, where the fuck is he at? You know what I'm saying? He coming in the garage. So she takes us to the back door. She's unlocking the back door, trying her, you know, you drunk, you just fumbling and all that other shit. Out of nowhere, Shorty drops the key, runs to the bathroom, go throw up. I'm like, oh, shit. So my man gets it open. We push the door open. We on the back deck. He's like, don't nobody move until he come in the house. Now, here go the bad thing. As a father, he got this car in front of his house. Walking around and looking at it, this and that, woo-woo. Then, he's just looking at it like this. Like, I don't even know this car. Like, da-da. Before he about to walk in the house, one of my mans, who was drunk with her, falls off and falls on the water spout. Makes a noise. The father sees the joint. Says, hey. these two niggas take off. So I take off too, right? So the father kind of chased us to the backyard. We run through the woods. He said, "You motherfuckers gotta come and get your car back." I said, "Oh shit, that's me." God damn. I said, "Oh shit." I said this in front of the house. I wasn't even supposed to be here. Lord knows I wasn't even supposed to be here right now. Right? So shit's fucked up, right? My one man, he take off. So it's just me and my man. We circle back around, still hiding in the woods, kind of. They stay. I ain't going to say where they stay, but they was local. I ain't going to put them on there. I ain't going to do that, right? Stay local. We in the joint, right? I'm sitting with my man. Now the father, he's hot because he done already been in the house, saw his daughter throwing up all this shit. The nigga done came out and his wife beat her and shit like that, right? Pop swole. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's just shocking to y'all to know I've been this size, but in high school, you know, that big nigga is kind of big right now, but I'm willing to fuck this nigga up because I need to get my car and get the fuck back home. I wasn't even so supposed to be here. So I'm looking at my man like, "Dog, we gonna have to fuck him up." He was like, "Nah." I was like, "What?" I'm like, "Dog, I gotta get my car. Like, how we gonna get back?" So, you know, he takes off, and this is why I say I did that nigga prayer, and understand what I say when I say that. You know when you pray to God, and you say, "God, if you get me up out of this, I'll never do this again." Knowing 2 weeks later, you going to do this shit again.
I got a vision.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So I'm like, "Man, if you can get me up out of this." The father went in the house. You can hear him in there yelling at the daughter. I get in. Now, to remind y'all, I had a stick shift at this time. So this is even bad. So now I got to get in there. I'm on the clutch. I got the key turned. I put it in first. Like, nigga, as soon as we start up, we're gone. And I said, "God, please don't let this bitch stall out, because this is going to be bad. I started up. The bitch didn't stall out, right? I get all the way up to the top, to the stop sign. Some white girl, this is like, you know how old this was. She had a cordless phone at the time. It's flagging me down like, yo, your man behind you trying to catch up with you. I'm like, "Shit, well, what's he doing back there?" I look back, it's the father. I said, and I never saw Shorty again. And that's just a little get close with Lowe's on that season finale right there. Like, that was bad off, man. So, story to young niggas, don't get her too drunk. Don't do that shit.
You motherfuckers left the car. Oh, that's me.
Hey, when he said that, I was so mad. Hey, you know how you in full, ready, you know how you in full strap, like, and you just stop and you be like, "God damn, that's my fucking car." And niggas is still running, and you thinking like, "So how do we get it back?" And then my man tells me, "Nah." What? When we get back to the crib, whooping that ass, dog. Whooping that ass.
Yo, while you telling this story in my head, Pops look like Melvin.
Right. Big fat.
Look like Melvin from Baby.
Well, y'all niggas want a nigga to go back. You just want a nigga to go back to jail, don't you? Why the little nigga keep fucking with me, nigga? We out. We out. Oh man. What you got over there? You should have did your words first, man.
Nah, we're gonna end out on this, man. And shout out to everybody. Before we go, we're gonna let everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody out there in Rhythmix Radio Airwaves know what's going on, how to follow us, and everybody who's in here in the building, how everybody can follow them as well. But with no further ado, we're going to get into a little bit of words from Ice, and then we're going to do our shout-outs and shit. But I saw this come across my timeline. It's a Nipsey Hussle quote, and it's pretty short and sweet, but I felt like it was, like, perfect timing. No pun intended with the song. But I felt like it was perfect timing for us to close out the season and shit. So this is I'm not that smart. I just didn't quit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
say that one more time.
I'm not that smart. I just didn't quit. And really, that what I get from that is similar to what Sankofa was saying. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Like continuing to pour that spout and turn the faucet, you know what I'm saying, and keep that drip going and keep filling it that tub open metaphorically, you know what I'm saying? Like, just keep being consistent, you know what I'm saying? Keep pouring into whatever it is you're doing.
That's real.
It's kind of how I see it, you know what I mean? I'm not that smart. I just didn't quit. And really, like, that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the smartest mother. I'm just a little resourceful. I know this person here, this person there, put something together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't no better than the next person. I ain't giving up. Tomorrow when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
Shout out to go get it. You know what I'm saying?
You feel me? You know what? Honestly, and that fits you because, like I said, I've known you since high school, bro. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, to see where you at, if y'all been watching the season, y'all heard what I said the first time about Ice. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all remember that story. But nah, seriously, I also just want myself to hang around people like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Surround myself around good people. Now, I already have a team that I've been rocking with since day one. Like, two of them in the building, you know what I'm saying, right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But also, as far as, like, just you. You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
Like, you know how we used to rock.
Right.
Belly every day getting high. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, man. And to see where you at now, man. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you getting in.
Man.
And then everybody that's in the building, go get it. Me and More Sense. Sankofa. Like, this is who you're supposed to hang around.
Yeah.
And for real, as far as your folks, like what I'm doing now, I want to bring my folks around people like y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially my block. You feel what I'm saying? Because, like, I live there. You know what I'm saying? They look after my kids just like I look after their kids. You know what I'm saying? And if you really believe in your team and you love your folks, you're supposed to bring them around here. Now, what they do with it is on them.
Yeah.
Nigga, you feel like it's whatever, whatever. You carry however you want.
But, it's all about, like, that saying earlier. You know what I mean? Collaboration is better than competition. Like, we all need each other in some form or fashion, or we can all benefit or help somebody, one another, in some form or fashion. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may, one of your strengths might be one of my weaknesses. You know what I'm saying?
That's how,
like,
we work.
Something that I don't like doing, you may enjoy doing. You know what I mean? Like, and I always feel like supporting black owned. I'm big in black owned. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to support anything, because I understand.
Got a hat on now. You know what I'm saying?
Because I understand anything. Like, I understand
because we've been through. We've been through
what it takes. Yeah. I understand that. No, somebody may not look your way. I understand even sometimes when your people may be like, how's the customer service? Like, nigga, like, I'm your homie. You know what I'm saying? So I understand just in
Big
general.
Facts.
So shout out to everybody in here. And I feel like, let's get into, like, how can everybody follow up, you know what I'm saying, and get in contact with you, G. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to pass it around.
Yeah, once again, make sure you check me out. Everything, go get it. Go get it official.com or go get it on Instagram. Cheers.
So you can contact me at Mia Moore Sense. I'm on IG, Facebook, Twitter. I also have a catering company right now. I'm only doing personal chef.
Okay.
But sooner or later, we'll open back up for the catering portion. But that's LLS Catering and Events.
Okay.
And, that's it.
It's fire.
New host, season 3.
You know what I'm saying?
Season 3.
We're going to have to get her in there. But, man.
And Sankofa, like.
Sankofa, let them know.
So, y'all can find us at SankofaBottlingCompany.com.
Okay.
You can find us on IG at Sankofa Bottling Company. You can find us on Facebook at Sankofa Bottling Company or Sankofa Gin.
Okay.
Honestly, our big thing is partnerships, really finding other movers and shakers in the community and giving them a platform to actually be who they are, authentic. I think all of us are big on, supporting black businesses. And I think with everything going on in the world right now, we have a platform where we can have allies that don't necessarily look like us.
Right.
This is our opportunity to capitalize. So, just check us out, Sankofa Bottling Company on IG.
Yeah.
Follow us and we'll follow back. Next question.
Man.
Like that.
Appreciate it, man.
And as y'all already know, everything is Conversations on the Rocks. YouTube, Facebook, IG. And then if you want to follow me and Ice's personal page, it's also on that page as well. And if you missed out on some of these guests, they follow the page as well. Search for them, follow them. And as always, I want to shout out my Diamond Princess, my three jefes, the whole block, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's too many of y'all to be naming. Sankofa, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sankofa. I definitely want to shout out Smoke for being in the building. That nigga E for being in the building. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for wearing y'all shirts. You know what I'm saying? Glad you got some food in you, my nigga. You missed the whole show. You done missed the whole show. Yeah, he good now. Yeah, he done. Already? Yeah, he done. Yeah, we done. But oh, that's Nikki Caters. Yeah, shout out to Nikki Caters. Thank you all for that. And of course, thanks, Sankofa. Can't wait to see what we do next year. Like you said, man. We definitely gonna do that. And you know, shout me out, man. Like, yo, come get me when y'all go on these events, man. I'm off, you know what I'm saying, there for a month and a half. Come get me, man. You need me to run around with flies on a bicycle, I'll do all that shit. I'll do all that shit. Get me on a Segway. I don't, maybe not if I'm drunk, but the bike I can control. The Segway, nah, this gonna be bad. And I gotta shout out my co-host, Ice, and our new co-host. Yeah. Our new co-host. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
How y'all feel about season 3? What's going on? What's going on in season 3?
Hey, man, all I can tell you is, if you like season 2, while you got a chance, go back and look at season 1 on YouTube, because we do need some more shares, subscribers, and followers on that joint. But let me tell you something. Three, you looking at black excellence. Honestly, when you go and watch this show, we did need a female's touch on that joint. Me and Ice had a great season, just me and him. Yeah. We carried it on, and now I can't wait to see what you going to do and what you going to bring. And we going to be on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be like, nah, little sis, you can't come out here tonight. You can't get, you know, you can't come out here today. And you know what I'm saying? But nah, I can't wait to see what you do. And you was probably the first pick, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, nah,
even on my mama, you know what I mean? But you was definitely, and we just liked your, I think we liked your vibe from the Valentine's Day show and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And it just fits well, and I think we just need a new touch, and you're gonna be that one to feel that touch. So thank you for being here, and can't wait to see what it do.
It's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Everybody out there, Rhythmics Radio. Make sure y'all following us again. We got some stuff going on during all seasons. The last episode of this season will be back in June. So make sure y'all stay tuned to all the social media. Just type in Conversations on the Rocks. And shout out to the gang, man. Shout out to everybody following all the followers. You know what I mean? Thank everybody out there. It's love.
Y'all didn't know.
And man, you know.
Y'all didn't know.
Always have your conversations on the rocks.
Salute, man. Put your cups up. Put your cups up. Last one, y'all. Hey.
Here.
Y'all already know, man. Appreciate
Salute.
Y'all.
Rhythmics Radio, man. It's been real, man. We be back. See y'all soon. Uh-huh. Mondays, 8 p.m.
Love
in
y'all.
In the building.
Oh, I'll make sure I get it.
My bad, tough.
Yeah, 3x3.